penguins at the Two Oceans Aquarium have been misbehaving?
Listen, I have to just stand up for the penguins here now and just tell you that they haven't just been misbehaving. They're always misbehaving. It's just the way they are. No. They're the cutest animals. And, I think you're talking about the rockhopper penguins, our special penguins that they get to walk through the aquarium and exploring things like that. So, yeah, they are fun, cute, lovable birds, but they are also very intelligent. So we like to keep their minds occupied. So they get to see other things, and that's really good for them.
So what do rockhopper penguins eat? And when they were misbehaving, what were they actually getting up to?
So rockhopper penguins, out if they were in the ocean, they would eat things like krill and small fish and things like that. But with us, we feed them small fish, we feed them some prawns, we feed them squid. And first I must tell you how the rockhopper penguins came to us. So we, at the aquarium, we don't want to have animals in our aquarium that's not from our coastline. And these rockhoppers aren't from our coastline. They're actually rescues. So what happens is that some of the fishing vessels catch them when they're around the islands where these penguins occur. And then when they get into our waters, they throw them overboard because these birds are endangered animals. And you're not allowed to have them unless you have a very special permit like we have. So then those birds, we can't send them back to their colonies, so they stay with us. And they have been with us. One of our old rockhopper penguins, his name is Teddy. He's been with us since 1999. So he's been with us for a long, long time, and he's a really old man by now. These birds they've got a day exhibit and a night exhibit. The day exhibit is the kelp forest exhibit where they swim for the whole day. And then the night exhibit is in our penguin exhibit area. And every morning they will walk from the penguin area to the kelp forest and they go and swim there. And every afternoon they walk back from the kelp forest to the penguin area. And when they get up to this, sometimes, as I said to you, they're very curious and they like to explore. So they will not stick to the normal path that they know. And they will go one side into the office and they'll go and explore there. Or they'll go into our lab where we grow very, very small animals to feed to our other animals. Or they go into the education offices. They're very curious. And then sometimes they even go and they go and have a look at the kelp forest from the inside. So they swim in the kelp forest, but sometimes, specifically now when we don't have visitors there, they get to see the kelp forest from the other side.
Renee, do you think that our rockhopper friends have a special message for our friends listening today?
I certainly think they do, most certainly. So the rockhopper penguins live in a colony, and they all live together, but they all have their own little spaces where they are. So if they come back to the beach, a hopper goes to his space and he likes sitting there, and Nikki goes to his space and he likes sitting there, and Roxy and Gromit goes to they go to their little space and they like sitting there. But even though they're together, they stay apart. So they give each other space. That's the one thing. The other thing that I think that the penguins want to tell us is that, you know what? We all living on this planet where we need to live together and we need to look after this planet. And because we're responsible for these birds, and we can all do something to look after the planet. And it's something simple like eating only green listed fish or using less plastic and things like that. So there's always a message when these birds are out.